Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. All right. We've got a very short Happy Birthday America extravaganza show coming out to you. Coming at you live. So in this week's little installment, it's just Margie and I catching up on a bunch of nonsense. It's a relatively short-ish episode. I wish we didn't talk so much. Man, we are fucking long-winded. We are like a bunch of cackling bitches, the two of us. I don't know why, but we just talk so, so fucking much. Anyways, in this week's installment, we've just kind of catching up, rounding out last week, this week, what we're going to do for the 4th of July, and then a little bit of nonsense here. And then we're really trying to like solicit our friends to get on this podcast. So anyways, we get a little pitch out to our friends that we're trying to entice on as co-hosts. So if you guys are listening to this and you want to be a guest, give me a call, reach out. We'd love to have you. Let me know. We'd love to have more guests and different guests. And I've alluded to some of my favorites or some of the folks I've been thinking about. But anyways, like I said, short episode. Y'all be safe out there. Corona's a bitch. The economy can wait. Y'all be safe. Do what you got to do. Love everybody. Everybody love everybody. Let's get on with the Motley. All right, here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Wow. How is it that, like, you're running errands all day and you look this good? How did that happen?
Stop it.
How does this work? Like, I was trying to get all good looking, and like, you just naturally look this good. Is that what's going on? What is this? What is all this?
Yeah, well, you know, the humidity is good, so I have a glow.
Oh, it does. Yes, you've got some glow. Let your soul glow.
Hey.
Just let it glow. What is that song? It's from Coming to America. The man ended up with ultra perm. Just put natural fruits, just put natural fruits and berries in it. And it ended up with ultra perm.
Hey, speaking of fruits and berries, so I've only had the rescue for a month.
Yes. And so hang on. All right. So let's go real quick. So when you say rescue, like, we all know, like, means a free dog. So, like, how did you get the free dog? How did we get there? What happened? Because I got one, too. I have a free dog, too.
He wasn't free.
Oh, all right, fine. But whatever. Like, we rescued, wink, wink. We rescued a dog. Okay, so go on.
I saved his life. He owes me big time.
So, tell us about your dog. What do you got now?
So, it's a chug. A Chihuahua pug.
Aww, that sounds adorable.
Or a Pugwawa.
Pugwawa. I like a Chug better. Chug's better than a Pugwawa.
Pugwawa. So I've had him for a month, and then his nails were looking a little too long, and yeah. I said, okay, well, let's go take him to the groomer. Huh?
Let's get this taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm not going to cut him. His nails are black. Had they been, like, translucent, some other color, I would totally have a stab at it. But I would totally take off too much since they're black.
Yeah, and how the fuck do you know? Like, seriously? I'm not qualified. I never went to a class. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't worry. I'm super white when it comes to raising a dog. I pay for everybody to do everything. So go on.
So I set up the appointment on, I think it's like Petco, their little app.
Yeah.
Set everything up, and I'm like, cool. He's getting a bath, and he's going to get his nails trimmed, and he's going to get his teeth cleaned. $34. Sweet.
That's a great deal. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. That's a good price. For his size, and the fact that he hardly has any hair, you know, he doesn't shed or anything. So then we took him, dropped him off, and the the lady there, the stylist, the groomer, was, you know, asking me these questions.
He's so called groomer stylist. That's awesome. All right, go on.
She was there asking me questions. It was his first time. Asked me for his shots. I took all his paperwork with me. And we were setting him up. And she, it was my first time there. I've never taken, you know, my dog to the groomer. Mm-hmm. So, she was just talking away and yapping, and I'm kind of lost in her conversation. And, you know, I was just like, yeah, yeah, that sounds good. Okay, yeah, yeah, perfect. Yeah, yep, yeah. Exactly what I signed up for. Pick him up. Dude, $30+ later, it was like, it came out to $64.
What and was I'm the like, extras? What was what extra did she forget to tell you about?
A blueberry facial.
Get the fuck out of here. And you said yes? Or it was just like...
I guess so. So
they're going over the list. They're like, yeah, yeah. So we're going to do the haircut and the nail trims. We're going to clean the anal glands. And then, like, you want the blueberry facial, right? And you're like... And your friend's like, wait, did you say cleaning the anal glands? And like, that's, that part's normal. And then on top of that, like, oh, and you're going to get blueberry? Whatever. Fine, fine. Yeah, yeah. Add the blueberries, whatever.
Yes. So... I was, you know, I was just kind of like,
what kind of fucking facial did they give a dog?
So I just like paid for it, right? And I'm a little shook walking to my car.
It's good, like, for the economy. But you know what, though? That's, well, it sucks that you're an employee, but it's good for the economy.
Yeah, it's good for the stylist, too. I left her a good tip. And then, so I, you know, I'm thinking about it the whole evening, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. What time does Petco close? Call them up, and I'm going to be that Karen. I'm like, hey, I just picked up my dog, and I have a question. I think I got more than what I was expecting to get, you know, from, you know, what I ordered on the
and what did they
what
say?
I set up on the
yeah
on
yeah the app. Oh, I think I was overbilled. Yes. And they're like,
okay,
really?
First of all, she didn't recognize me when I picked him up. Uh-huh. And she says, well, the lady that dropped him off said it was okay.
And she was, and she like, was very attractive. She was very young.
She was very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
So then I said, well, what extras did he get aside from what she had initially set up for today? And she says, well, he got a blueberry facial. He got a massage. Out. And since he doesn't shed too much, we still kind of brushed him out, de-shedded him a little bit. We gave him extra 5 minutes on his teeth brushing, expressed his anal glands.
Yeah, and the anal glands, that's where I'm like,
filed his nails.
Whenever they're like, because they always like, well, sir, do you want to clean the anal glands yourself, or would you like us? Like, I don't even know if that's a fucking thing. Like, I think that is, they all put that on the menu, and you're like, because we all, so I'm like, I don't gotta fucking do that. You do the anal glands, and then whatever else.
Well, I've heard about it. So, a couple of days before I dropped him off, I had to YouTube it, and I watched a veterinarian kind of express some glands.
They do the old Captain Hook. Yeah. And let's not lie, we all like it. Like, we all say it's gross, and we all act surprised when somebody does it to us, but we all like it. Let's not lie.
Yeah, so there I am booking my physical for the year, and I'm like, can I get my glands expressed?
Like, man, we don't do that. Well, can you just add it?
Go ahead. I'll pay for it.
What is it, $20? All right. Yeah, ma'am, we'll express your glands. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Yeah. So, you know what's funny, though? Like, I hate the whole... It's funny how, like, there's a whole industry of, like, hey, you're going to get this... You're going to get all this service done. Oh, no, we got audio problems. Hang on. Uh-oh. We got audio? I think it's fixed.
Can you hear?
Okay. Yeah, I can. No, there was an echo. So, like, we have this whole industry of where there's like, yeah, you're going to get all this. I want this. I want that. I want this. And then we'll tell you how much it all costs when it's done. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, fucker. Like, I want a budget. So, like, how about you tell me now how much all the shit that you said you're going to do is going to cost, and then I'll tell you to do it or not. Don't just go all willy nilly and do extra shit because I might not want it. And then unless you can take it back, then we're both fucked, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't even know you, bitch.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, you know, like, I don't know of a lot of other industries besides like medicine and like mechanics that do that, where it's like, yeah, we'll give you an estimate. And then like, well, here's the final cost. This is how much it all costs. This is how much. And then you're like, wait a minute, you're charging me by the hour. So you could have had like a Frito pie lunch and had to take an extra shit. And now I have to pay for all of that because you were fucking slow. And so, yeah, it does rub me wrong, but although I still maintain that I do tend to overtip, and I do tend to, in situations like yours, I tend to think like karma's a bitch. I'm so not religious, but like, fuck, I think karma's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I overtip.
Yeah. I totally see that. But
so that's, it's funny. Oh man. So I was talking to a cousin of mine today. You know, you see all these memes on Facebook and social media, and they're all dumb, but, like, there's one that I thought was hilarious, and it was a meme about dark comedy, and it was a picture of Joseph Stalin, and it said, dark comedy is like food. Not everybody gets it. And I was like, God damn it, that's fucking... If there's anything I can put on a t-shirt, it's that. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, anyway, my God.
All right, so you were running around getting your dog's anal glands clean, being envious of that, and then your experience.
So I got by Petco. They got me.
They got you? Oh, wait, you got by who? Gecko.
Huh?
You got what?
She got me. Yeah.
She did.
She got me.
So yeah. You're getting ready for a road trip. You're going to go to New Mexico. We're not going to say exactly where, but you're going to go see your daughter. And yes. You and your son are going to go on a road trip across Texas, which fucking, man, my hat's off to you for that shit.
Yeah, across Texas. So our original plan was to stay one night in Roswell, go venture off in Roswell, make our way down to Cloudcroft. No, I'm sorry, Roswell, and then head north to Santa Fe. Make our way down the next day to Albuquerque, and then our last night stay closer to my daughter. But you know, with everything getting worse, some museums in Roswell have closed down. So yeah. I just said, let's just make one straight trip down to where my daughter's at, and we'll just stay in that town for the weekend. And
how far a drive is it directly? Like a straight drive? How far is it? Or how long?
If you go south, it's 9 hours, but I'm going north and then west. 10.5 hours.
Oh, you know what? So that's not bad. I used to drive. So from where I grew up to where I went to college, it was a 10.5 hour drive. It was about 630 miles or 620 miles. I used to make that drive a lot. And, you know, it kind of sucks, but like, I had a Mustang at the time, so like I would just fucking gun it. You know, I would haul ass, and so it wasn't terrible. I would break the law. You know what's funny? I drove my Mustang many years ago, way more than the statute of limitations on speeding. And I remember I would go 100. I got my Mustang up to 144 miles an hour. And I don't know if you've ever driven a car 144 miles an hour. Have you ever driven a car 140 miles?
No, I think the fastest I've gone is 120.
So, in the 1990s, cars were not built, unless it was a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a Porsche, cars were just not built to go that fast, especially American muscle cars. But I had an American muscle car, and I was going down, it might as well have been like the Mozan Straits in Le Mans. I was going 144 miles an hour. And I had to slow down to get into this speed trap, this town called Menard. And I got pulled over by a cop immediately. And the cop pulled me over. And what's funny is, like, I was already slowing down to get in the speed trap. And I remember, like, man, I'm like fucking barely crawling. And this cop pulled me over. And I remember being so grateful. Like, the cop came to the window, and I was like, man, how are you? I was super nice. I'm like, I was super happy. And he's like, why are you so happy? I was like, dude, if you would have caught me like fucking 5 minutes ago that way, like I'd be arrested. But you didn't. You missed it. And you got me going 80. And that's no big deal. And I'm like, I will happily write a $100 check or whatever it is to, Judge Lepetomy Lamar or whatever. And here's your fucking little bribe money and I'll be on my fucking merry way. But I remember telling the cop, I was like, man, I am just so grateful. Like, thank you. And he's like, nobody's ever been this happy to pull me over. I'm like, yeah, because seriously, if you had got me 10 miles that way, we'd be arrested. Like, you'd be throwing me in jail. So, like, this is clearly the best thing that could ever happen. So, I will happily take your ticket.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And fast forward 20 years, I didn't learn shit. I played a gig in Dallas, and I'm not going to say when.
Are you gunning that wagon?
Yeah, it went really fast. But now, but the thing is now, like with air ride suspension, it's a lot different. Like it was still 7 years ago, wink, wink. But like, no, it was a lot faster. It was on par. It wasn't a lot faster, but yeah, BMWs can go pretty fast. BMWs, they don't get, like the Mustang was loose at 140. Anything above 120, that Mustang is flying. Like it's floating on the highway. The BMWs, they can stick to the ground pretty well above 120. 120, 140, that's like Autobahn speed. That was pretty good. Anyways, I don't condone that, and that was a long time ago, obviously, but...
For your car? For your Mustang?
Huh?
Did you have a name for your Mustang?
No. Although it was yellow, it was only one of 750. I didn't name it. I don't think I named it, but I did take a lot of pictures. I was very vain. I had a Mustang Cobra, and there was literally... Oh, why are you shaking your head? Why are you covering your head? What's the matter with you? So
Yellow.
And they only made 750 of them ever. So there's only 750 yellow Mustang Cobras in that body style. They only came with a standard transmission. They didn't come with an automatic. It had 320 horsepower with, like, in today's standard, that's barely anything at all. But in the late 90s, that was kind of a lot. I mean, any more than that, you're in the Corvette or Ferrari range or the Corvette Porsche. So, like, it was pretty high. I would race friends that had Camaros. I was a pretty good driver. I beat some friends with Camaros. They would testify that they let me win. But that's what losers say. As we all know. Anyways, but yeah, it was dumb. It was super dumb. And you know what's funny? Like, I don't think I ever met any girl that gave a shit. Like, the only people that care about cars are dudes.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess. Well, I love cars. Like
what kind of cars?
So, fast cars, loud cars. That's the kind of car I like.
So that's what
like,
I have.
So well, I. Yeah. So Will and I will be cruising down the street and he's like, what kind of car is that? I'm like, oh, I know that car. You know, it's like a Nissan Pathfinder, you know? And he's like, how do you know all these cars? And I'm like, cause I just look at the body and I read the name and I memorize it. And I just look at the lights and I look at this and I just memorize what kind of car it is. Yeah. And he's like, God, that's pretty good. And I'm like, I love cars. You know, I love cars. I do. But I like the ones that are loud and fast.
Yeah, so my 98 Mustang Cobra, I remember when they put in, so they tried to surprise me. My brother and his friend tried to surprise me by putting in Flowmaster exhaust in it. And I'm like,
Oh, shit, he has the Flowmasters.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was 1998, baby. Of course you're going to have the Flowmasters. What are you kidding? Like, Borla exhaust was barely coming out. And,
oh my God, what kind of spoiler? Did you have a spoiler?
It's a factory spoiler. Yeah, it's factory spoiler. I didn't get any extra. And the funny thing about the spoiler is it actually slowed the car down. Like, they're faster without the spoiler, but they could charge extra for it. The cool thing about the Mustang Cobra is it was a hand-built engine. Only two people built it, and they signed, like, a little plaque on the engine. It was naturally aspirated. And what I regret is I never souped it up. I regret never, like, throwing in, like, a turbocharger or a supercharger. Mainly because once I actually had money to do that, I was living in a town that snowed like 6 feet of snow a year. I'm like, I'm not going to put fucking, you know, that kind of shit on this car. I was going to die. Like I spun out of control so many times. But yeah, I remember I even had tires that had yellow stripes on them. So that when
you way.
Yeah, they were called BF Goodrich Scorchers. And the idea was God. Yeah, oh, settle down. Hold on your nipples. Hold on your nipples, honey. The idea was that like if you were to do a burnout, it would leave like yellow stripes on the road.
What?
Yes, that's how badass that was.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh yeah, baby. Yeah, it was.
Do they make those still? That'd be so cool.
I don't think they do. But yeah, the idea, and you can get them in red, yellow, and I think maybe blue. Yeah, but like I had a yellow car. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna get some yellow BF Goodrich Scorchers. And you couldn't see the stripes of the tire, like unless you're looking straight down at the, because it was on the tread of the tire. But the idea was that like if you were to do a burnout, it would leave yellow marks on the road. Like, dude, how bad is that?
Lenny was here, yo.
Yeah, oh shit, Lenny was here, bitches. Yeah. You know what, man? It was fun. I do miss it. And now I'm going through my like my midlife crisis, and dude, I was like this close to buying a 1969 Pontiac GTO.
What?
Yes. So, the price just wasn't quite low enough, but mm-hmm. it was a 400cc, Pontiac GTO. Standard transmission. It looked amazing. It wasn't a Judge, but still looked amazing. Or no, it was a 1970. And Amy was like, huh?
Those are good looking cars.
They are good looking. They got like nice curves. So Amy was like texting me while I was at work. And I was like, man, I think I'm going to buy this. And she's like, yeah, you totally should. And I was showing my friends, like all my coworkers. I'm like, check this out. My wife's like, I should totally buy that. And they're like, no, she's fucking with you. I'm like, no, she's not. She's serious. She thinks I should go buy it right now. And like, no, you're an idiot. She's clearly being sarcastic. I'm like, clearly you guys don't know my wife. She's very supportive. And when she says, yeah, you should totally buy it, you know, she totally means it. So I'm going to go buy it. And I was seriously having some heated debates with my coworkers, like looking at texts from my wife. I'm like, guys, do you think she's serious or is she being sarcastic? And like all mm-hmm. the dudes are like, dude, I think she's saying yes, man. She's totally saying yes. And all the girls are like, are you a fucking idiot? I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you being so mean? Why are you being so harsh? And they're like, she's not saying yes. I'm like, you don't know my wife. She loves me. And of course when I got home, I'm like, as I got home and like started getting like the cashier's check, my wife's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm gonna go buy the goat, the Pontiac GTO that we talked about. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? I was being sarcastic. I'm like, what? Next time, put some eye roll emojis. I don't know this shit. I don't know. Like, how am I supposed to know you're being serious or not? She's like,
here you are moving money around.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm selling Emma's college fund. Babe, I got it. No. I know. Emma's smart. She's super smart. Keep tutoring her. I'm going to go buy the goat. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We recently, well, my mother and her siblings, they recently moved their father, my granddad, out of his home. Mm-hmm. And they sold the house, and they started moving all of his stuff into storage because he's downsizing. And you know, he's already 94
years
old.
This is your great grandfather, right?
This is my grandfather.
Your grandfather, and he's still alive. Okay.
Yes.
He's 94.
He's 94 years old. Mm-hmm.
Did they find his box of porn?
I have no idea.
He probably has a friend. All right, go on.
He had, shit, I don't know what year it was. He had a El Camino.
No way.
Classic everything. Same, you know, the original body paint, original
what
seating.
Size engine? Did it have like the 357, the big V8?
I'm not too sure. I don't think so. How I really loud, don't think so. But it was a registered classic.
Did it start?
Yes.
Was it running? Oh.
He was still driving that thing, dude.
Dude, how badass is that? Yeah, and you know he had an 8-track in there playing fucking War, Lowrider. Yeah. You know. Like, what else would you listen in that thing?
Bam, 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 I know. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
badass.
Many memories in that car. But yeah, they ended up selling it for $5,000.
Wow, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah. That was cheap. It was very, very cheap, but they just, you know, they're trying to get rid of everything.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just don't want to deal with the headache, so you just want to, like, liquidate and, like, be done with it. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so you're kind of a car girl. So I'm thinking, like, so, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, who we can set you up with. Like, what's the right, what's the perfect dude? And, like, obviously he's got a smile. What are you making that face?
Leonard the matchmaker.
Yeah, well, did you already meet somebody or what? Mm-hmm. I'm already too late. Oh, no. Oh, keep going.
No, wait, where were we?
So you already dig dudes with a sense of humor that have a great smile, and now you're saying you like car guys.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have to have a nice car, but we have to, you know, be able to talk about.
Are you a nice tranny? Cars. Are you really a tranny? Like, do you have a penis? What's going on here? Like, what's up? What's up with this? Something's not right. Like, I'm confused. This is a trap. This seems like a trap. This is like, oh, and like, Carrie, like, we're talking about lively. Like, oh, and I like to have sex 5 times. Like, there's got to be something wrong. Like, this is a fucking trap. The guy's like, yeah, no, I love cars too. And she's like, yeah, I like cars too. That's great. But I also like washing dishes. And I would like you to do that too.
Speaking about washing dishes, dude, I don't ever use a dishwasher.
You're like my sister. You're total Mexican. Yeah, my sister's the same way. So does, like, the gasket on your dishwasher dry out and crack?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just have to do my dishes by hand. I don't know what it is.
So usually it's because it's faster. So my dishwasher, I had to replace my dishwasher. I got one of the new energy efficient dishwashers.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 4 hours to run a load. And the idea is it uses so little water, it's like the equivalent of running your faucet for 2 minutes straight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the new dishwashers are, like, hyper efficient. They're, like, ridiculously efficient. There's no way in hell you can wash dishes with less water and energy than a dishwasher. So the way they're designed now is you're supposed to use them basically every day. You run the dishwasher every day. So basically you load it throughout the day with all your day's dishes. You run it at night. Like, you just wipe off the big chunks, basically. But you run it at night, and it takes 4 hours. It's not like you're going to run dishes for an hour and then clean up. It takes fucking 4 hours. The soaps now are, like, super environmentally friendly. They don't dry dishes. You have to add the drying agent later. Or they're separately, so they don't dry dishes. So you have to add that. But they use very, very little energy and very, very little water. In fact, so I had a guy over to look, or when we installed the dishwasher, who's telling me that, like, all of the motors on the new dishwashers are DC powered. And I'm going to do a little bit of mansplaining, so forgive me if you get offended. But there are two kinds of forms of electricity. There's direct current and alternating current. Alternating current is like, it's like gay or bi. It goes both ways. Direct current only goes one way. So the new dishwashers, they all have, all the motors in them are all DC powered. And obviously your dishwasher is not hooked up to a battery. Direct current comes from a battery. Alternating current comes from your wall. And so, like, the new dishwasher, it's not like there's a battery hooked up to it. So, like, it still plugs into the wall, but there's an inverter that converts the electricity from your wall from AC to DC. Anyways, long story short, they're super efficient. They use very little electricity, very little water. But they're fucking slow as shit. So, like, if something's dirty and you put it in the dishwasher, you're not gonna fucking see it for a day. So if you need so if you need something fucking fast, or if you're like my sister, you're like, well, I'll just fucking wash it super fast. And like you can exactly. Yeah. So a little mansplaining about the dishwashers. Yeah.
So do your dishes come out the same? I mean, do they come out clean?
Very clean. And as long as they're not wood or plastic, they'll come out dry. If they're wood or plastic, they'll still come out with water on them.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. I'll still do it by hand.
I get it. I mean, using a lot of water. There's people that are starving and, you know, dying of lack of water in the Sahara. But no. You clean your dishes, girl. You get your
Go on.
Get your dishes clean, girlfriend. How's your grass? I'm guessing your Stevie's water.
Stevie's hands. Yeah. Stevie's hands.
So, anyways, all right. So you like to wash it, man? This is not going to be a fucking commercial for Margie. She, guys, if there's ever a girl for you, this is the girl. This is the one. She is adorable, funny, resilient, beautiful, and she washes dishes by hand. And to put the cherry on top, she's a car girl.
I'm a car girl. Was that Marissa Tomei?
Yeah.
My cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
The two Utes.
It's a trick question. You know she won a fucking Oscar for that fucking movie? Oh, that was a dry year. That was a fucking dream.
I love her.
Oh, I do too. Hey. Don't get me wrong. But my cousin Vinny, not exactly like the Academy Award winning picture.
No. Mm-mm.
But I liked her in The Wrestler. Oh, she was good in The Wrestler. I liked her in Crazy Stupid Love.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you need to watch that one. It's basically about, it's Steve Carell and Julianne Moore, and then Big Eyes, what's her name? Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, Kevin Bacon, aka Our Ramon. Who else is in it? There's a lot of very good movies. So basically, it's about Steve Carell and Julianne Moore are a married couple, and then they end up having issues, and Julianne Moore has an affair, and Steve Carell's like just heartbroken, and basically he basically dumps his wife. He goes to a bar to try and pick up chicks, and he's terrible at it. And Ryan Gosling's like, this guy's, he's like, he totally feels sorry. So Ryan Gosling does A Pretty Woman, but with Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. And then like throughout the whole process, Steve Carell becomes like this womanizer and everything else. And Marissa Tomei is like one of his like sexual accomplishments, a notch in his belt. And it turns out to be his kid's like elementary teacher.
I do remember that one. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember
that one, what's interesting, there is some life takeaways from that movie that are good. Ryan Gosling does go into pretty good detail about how like the war between male and female is over and the males have won. And Steve Carell's like, well, how did the guys win? He goes, well, ever since we convinced girls that pole dancing is an exercise, we won. That's where we won. When we convinced all these girls that like, no, pole is an acceptable form of exercise. Like that's like, you can go to pole classes and that's acceptable. Is like, that's when we won.
I think they're going to add that to like the Olympics pretty soon.
Yeah, you think so, huh? I'm sure they are. You know what's funny? Like, I remember being exposed to all this feminist shit or anti-feminist shit or misogynistic shit. So there was I used to listen to and I used to watch the Phantom of the Opera. Have you ever seen Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah.
Okay, so back in the 80s and 90s, you couldn't go like just watch it on TV. You either had to go to Broadway or you could buy the CDs and you could listen to it. And I loved Andrew Lloyd Webber. I loved all the music. And in the Phantom of the Opera, like it's a play about a play, and like there's a part where they have like. The Phantom is scaring the crowd, right? He's shaking the chandelier, and the two producers or the play owners are like, oh my god, ladies and gentlemen, everything is fine, everything is safe, please stay in your seats. We'll proceed with act two in a moment, but in the meantime, let's go ahead and we'll do the ballet now. And so, like, they make a point out of, like, doing the ballet now. And, like, operas would have ballets as in, like, not as intermissions, but before the intermissions, because they knew, like, the shit was boring as fuck for the dudes. So they needed some girls and some panties to go out and dance and, like, twiddle their fucking legs to keep the guys interested. And so, like, they would stick ballet recitals or ballet, like, exhibitions in the middle of plays so the guys or the husbands wouldn't get bored and fucking leave and just go to the bar and drink all day. Or all night. So a little sexist piece into that, but yeah, the ballet now. I do like mansplaining or lifesplaining for people to understand that, but yeah, that was a big piece of it.
That's pretty neat. I didn't know that.
Did you know how they treated women for hysteria back in the day? This is pretty interesting.
No, I don't know.
Oh, so, this is so fucking terrible, but you know what? I'm going to broadcast it anyways because people need to know. So, typically, this is a long time ago. This is like in the 1950s. If a guy, so it's like 7 years ago. If a guy's wife is just like completely just acting out, like just, you know, being interruptive, just speaking out of turn, you know, being disruptive to the poker games or all those things, a guy would take his wife to the doctor and he would explain to the doctor and say, you know, doctor, my wife is not herself. She's not normal. Something is wrong with her. And so she's clearly got something wrong. And so the doctors would undergo some examinations and they would try and figure out what's wrong with the woman. Now, granted, I said it was like the 50s. I actually started a lot before that, maybe 100 years ago. But anyways, the practice carries on even to today. So women were often treated for, the men are like, she's hysterical. I tell her to calm down and she just gets madder. Like, I'm clearly telling her, honey, calm down. You're overreacting. Mm-hmm. And then she would get more upset. Like, she's already mad. And then after I give her clear instructions to settle down, that makes her more upset. So something is obviously medically wrong with her, doctor. And the doctor's like, well, clearly, obviously, yes, sir. And so, like, what they would do is they're like, well, first of all, they would interview the women, like, well, what is your diet like? And a lot of them are like, well, I like that, And especially like your Latin girls or your Latin temper, they'd eat a lot of spicy food. So the doctor's like, you know what? She's clearly eating too much spicy food. It's upsetting her stomach, and that's what's making her mad and lashing out at you irrationally, Mr. Sandoval. So they would prescribe to the women bland foods. They're like, she's eating too many spicy foods. And so they would prescribe them like, well, like what kind of bland foods? Like anything, cereals, cornflakes. And so they would, Procter & Gamble came out with like, well, Dr. Kellogg prescribes cornflakes. And that's where Kellogg cornflakes comes from. It's to settle you bitches down. Yeah. Yeah. But it gets worse.
I hate that cereal.
I fucking hate that. I only Frosted Flakes. Fuck you, Colonel. Fucking
get
Colonel
this shit out of my face.
But yeah, so they would think that because women were being hysterical is because they eat spicy foods. And so they would prescribe them bland foods. Then it would go even further. This is really fucked up, but this is totally true. So they would treat women that would be like, okay, she's still hysterical. We've already given her the cornflakes and she's just not like, she just won't shut the fuck up. So they would give her, the doctors would treat them with vibrators.
What?
The doctors would get the girls off, the wives off with vibrators. They're like, clearly fucking husband is not doing his job and this woman is just not satisfied. And so they had, and so like the earliest vibrators that came around were actually medical instruments. Some of them so old, they were steam powered, but they were vibrators that they would the doctors would perform on women to give them orgasms. It wasn't be hot. It was just to like make it to like to agitate it, you know?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, how?
I don't know.
I don't know how mad.
Well, how mad was the wife? Like, Jesus, let's start with that. How pissed off is she? How long had it been?
So were we at a two, or do we have to turn it up to an eight?
Yeah. So they would treat women, hysterical women, with vibrators. Right? First was fucking, you get the cornflakes. You get cornflakes first, then you get the vibrator, and this is the fucking worst part. This is where like it gets all fucking Handmaid's Tale. So
this is getting good.
It's fucked up. So the other way they would treat women for hysteria is with a hysterectomy. And they were like, yeah, they'd be like, you know what? She's like, we tried the fucking cornflakes. We tried the vibrator. And obviously, like, the only reason why she's being irrational and you're not, Mr. So-and-so, is because she has a vagina and all her female parts. And they would go in and rip all that shit out. Isn't that fucked up?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Now, granted, they don't do hysterectomies for that reason anymore. But the name comes from women, bitches being fucking all hysterical.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm out of cornflakes.
So, hopefully yours runs on batteries or it just plugs in the wall. Anyways, yeah, it's fucked up, isn't it? Like, it's a fucking man's world. It's still a man's world, but man, oh man, 100 years ago, fucking A, dude. I feel bad for you bitches.
Crazy. That is crazy. So like my thought was like, yeah, it's something to arouse her. You know what I mean? I think that's where you're going.
It was to calm him down. No, it was to fuck it. It's because like she's,
wow,
she won't shut the fuck up. Obviously, like, because what do when you satisfy a woman in bed, what does she typically do? She goes to sleep. Well, actually, that's not even fucking true either. God damn it. All that is fucking bullshit. But nonetheless, the idea, what guys are taught, what men are taught, and what men are the ones that wrote the books, what men were taught is like, if you satisfy a woman in bed, she'll go to sleep. She'll be tired and she'll go to sleep. And the reality of it is like, she just doesn't want, she wants to be left alone and she wants to pretend to be asleep and like, she doesn't want to get molested anymore. So she's going to like go into the crawling fetal position and pretend to be dead. She plays dead.
Yep.
So but that's the reason.
I'm like, I was popping Flintstones and getting bent. I'm like, oh, sorry, if I took my Ambien.
that's the reality. But what us dudes told each other, like, yeah, I did that and she's asleep and she's sleeping for good, like she's good and tired. And then another guy's like, doctor, man, my wife is still acting up and we had sex and everything. And the doctor's like, well, I guess you didn't do it good enough, and like, we'll come up with a device. But you know what though,
have you tried Wheaties?
In hindsight, you guys win both ways, because like, because of that, like, you get like, we gave you men gave you vibrators because of that. I think what I mean to say is, you're welcome.
Yeah.
let's face it. You guys were clearly not going to invent those things on your own.
Hey.
Anyway.
We've improved.
Yeah. Anyways. No, but dude, it's totally fucked up. But like, that is seriously what happens when you have some fucking ignorant shit happening for so long.
That's nuts, dude. That's bizarre.
And the thing is, like, it was so accepted that they fucking wrote that shit down in medical journals. Like, so you treated patient Sandoval. So, okay, so first with the cornflakes. Okay, so Sandoval did not react well, and they're writing it down. She did not react well to the cornflakes. Mm-hmm. Did not work. She was still acting irrational and hysterical. What next? Oh, you tried the vibrator. Okay, so the vibrator, for how many days? Okay, the vibrator did not work. Like, they're all sitting there writing this shit down in books and like creating procedures from it. And you're like, and the thing is, like, and that's what they're fucking studying? Like, that the same asshole that wrote that in the book is the same shit they're talking about, like blood pressure? Get the fuck out of here.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, it's sad.
Hello, so that vibrator was for only one day. Give me a week or something. Damn.
Oh, man. Anyways, but man, For the longest time, guys, we had it so good. We just kind of thought we were so ignorant and oblivious to all that shit. We thought, like, yeah, we got it all figured. We got it all figured out. Anyway, so yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, they've done some crazy shit back in the day, right? Medically, it's just it blows my mind sometimes when I watch these shows. Everything that they used to do, like even in the asylums. I mean, people were crazy, but I mean.
Even like the bloodletting, and this is the part where like you kind of have to like take. Now, granted, I'm not saying like you got to ignore doctors who are saying wear a fucking mask. Like wear a fucking mask. The thing about medicine is that like, and I was talking to a friend of mine about this. Like with engineering, you are basing every bit of knowledge and every calculation that you have. You're basing that off of laws, not even theories. You're not even really doing it on the theory of relativity or the hypothesis of this. So like the scientific process, right? It's like you have like some fucking brain fart, then you have an hypothesis, then you have a theory, and then you have a law. And a law is proven to be true and it cannot be untrue. And so like you design like your air conditioner, the air conditioner in your house right now works is based off of a law, and that law stipulates how it will work, and there's no way it will not work because it's in accordance with that law. And if it doesn't work, it's very clear as to why. But medicine is not like that right now, especially with something new like this fucking virus. Like the virus, we're still trying to figure this shit out. So like we don't know, like, oh, so this like we don't know anything about this. We know a little bit about it, but we don't have any laws. We have some theories. We have some hypotheses. We may have some theories, but we have no, like, this disease leads to this, this, and this, and that's a law. Like, medicine doesn't work that way. So that's the part that's kind of fucked up. It's like, we're still kind of learning this shit. It's all sort of an evolution in process. Yeah. Whereas, like, you drive on a bridge, you know fucking damn well good and true that bridge is going to last as long as it's, like, based on the design that it was built to. So, anywho.
Crazy. I think actually today, dude, we've had in Bexar County we had our record
cases.
Yeah, record cases. It was 1,286 today. Positive cases.
How many deaths?
Shoot, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, it's I don't want to downplay it, but it's definitely scary. I wonder like all this stuff is being broadcasted and it's valid. It's good to have information. I wish it was a little bit more perspective brought into it because like, I'm curious to know like, well, how many, like, all right. So we had, I think in Harris County, we had 375 people die today from COVID. I'm like, well, that's good. But like how many people die normally in COVID from like old age? Like what number is that? And like, did that number go up or down based on COVID? Or is it like the same, like, you know, it's difficult to like try and quantify all that. And it's also like you want to be respectful of the people that are like, well, that are dealing with it and dying. And I was like, well, you know, the leukemia patient, you know, granted, was probably going to die sooner rather than later, but he wasn't going to die fucking today. And so like there is that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little scary. Now they're seeing more young people with the virus, you know, with the coming into the hospitals and being treated and whatnot. But it is a younger crowd these days. Do you think Texas reopened too soon?
I think Texas will continue to reopen too soon. Like, I don't think that's like so the virus will not be eradicated until there's a vaccine, and that'll be January at the earliest. Call it this time next year. So if Texas opens up before then, it'll be too soon. So I don't know that there's any like win to that. And then opening up too soon, I struggle. And then the thing is, like again, don't get me wrong, I'm uber liberal, but like I struggle to think that like, are all these cases due to things opening up? Or more people getting tested? Like, there's a higher number. Like, Z is higher. Like, you have X plus Y equals Z, or X times Y. And so Z is higher. But is Z higher because X opened up early, too early, or because we're doing more Y? Because it's like 5Y. Like, what's the reason behind that? And then the only way I can sort of rationalize that, because being tested positive for the coronavirus, while that's an important metric, I think it's more important than understanding, like, well, how many people are dying from it? Because that seems to be more independent of whether or not you got tested or not tested. Because if you died 6 months ago or 5 months ago or 2 months ago from COVID, it would have been tracked. So I don't know. Maybe that's a better metric. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think we opened up too soon?
I definitely think we opened up too soon. Texas opened up too soon. But I think that the protesting, you know, those large groups of people at one time in one area, day after day after day, I think that did not help the situation at all, obviously.
But they're
you
saying,
know what I mean?
They're saying that the protests didn't generate that many. So, like, I was listening, and again, I don't know if this is true or not, but I was listening to the news. They're saying that there has not been a lot of cases that spawned from outdoor protests. A lot of them have been from, like, indoor events. And so, they're able to narrow down, like, your chances. You know what? Not who the hell really knows, but, like, they're saying the higher chances are coming from being in indoor situations, restaurants, mm-hmm. bars, especially bars. I think the bars, I had a friend of mine text me. They're like, he's like, yeah, you know, he was going to play a gig and he's scared about playing gigs because, like, the bars are the super spreaders because, like, not only are you dealing with younger people that are going to be more cavalier, but mm-hmm. you're giving them an inhibitor. Right? Like, alcohol is a natural inhibitor. Like, they're going to lower their inhibitions. They're going to be like, they're not going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
And they're not going to know that they get sick because they're not going to feel any of the symptoms. So, like, they're going to spread it exponentially. So, like, I think the bars opened up. I think everything indoor related, I think that probably needs to be curbed down. Now, I say that because I play golf and I play outside, but, like, even on the news, they were saying, like, there hasn't been a lot of cases from people in outdoor protests. Granted, outdoor protests wearing a mask, safe as possible. Second safest is outdoors without a mask. The worst is being indoors without a mask. Anything. Grocery store, shopping mall, the churches. The fucking churches with the choir singers. Yep. Like, seriously, those are... So, I don't know. I don't think... I think... It's funny, though, because people do, like... And I'm like this too. Like, man, I love to wag my finger and I like to fucking tell people, like, I fucking told you so, you motherfucker. You should have listened to me. And I have a lot of friends that are like that. Like, oh, why is Texas so dumb? Or why is the United States so stupid? They're opening up too early and the blah, 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 blah. And, like, I get it. I do get it. But taking Texas into consideration, it's like, you know what? There's so many, like, where there's San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Austin, there's like 280 other counties that have like 5 people in them that are like, we don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. Uncle Jeb is going to get, you know, his nephew Ned sick. Who gives a fuck? Like, there's not enough people to give a shit a difference. So, like, I think with all things, a little perspective is good. But that being said, like, opening up beaches, I don't know. Like, that, opening up, you know, bars, I don't know. I understand the restaurants because, like, people can get employed and you have an economy thing, but I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. And you know what the funny thing is? I'm not a paid politician, so I don't have to make those decisions. But it is fun to judge. I do like to judge people.
Me too.
so much fun. Oh, you motherfuckers going out there without your masks. Fuck all y'all. I hope you get granny sick.
Now, hey, do you have a mask now? Because I know you were...
I have a plethora of masks, only one of which I wear, and it's not a good one. I bought another one. I got another one coming in the mail. Yeah, I do. I know. So now I wear a mask when I go to the grocery store and all that shit. But again, it's out of respect. There's a bunch of old fuckers that I'm around. So I'm like, yeah, you know. So I'm pretty respectful. What about you? Are you wearing a mask?
Oh, yeah. All the time. My mom made me one because my mom's making masks.
Nice.
She, She made one for me, and she added a little touch of lace on the mat.
Oh, shit. Some fancy shit.
I know. I'm ready to hook up
now. Ooh, girlfriend, look at my mask.
I feel sexy.
So what is that?
For bed, okay? You wear this to bed.
Aw. No. Well, you don't wear the mask in the car, do you?
No, I make fun of those people. Do you wear one in the car?
No, I totally make fun of those people. Are you kidding? Psh, I make fun of
everybody. Yeah, me too. Like, Bippin, dumbass.
I roll the window down, pendejo. No. No, I mean, yeah, I think it's, so I kind of think it's better if it's like, rather than being voluntary, it would be like, look, fuckers, just wear a mask. I think that's easier than being like, all right, if you want to wear a mask, just wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Like, I think it's better of like, look, guys, the law is you wear a mask. Like, mm-hmm. You know what? Good. Done. Makes it easier. It takes the decision making out of the equation. So, anyways,
USAA extended their telework. What is it? Time,
like work from home
until. Yeah, work from home until the end of the year. Isn't that crazy?
No,
I mean it's not crazy, but it's
so
I think a lot of. They're going to catch on and start, you know, heading that way.
Maybe San Antonio's behind the curve. In Houston, I don't think anybody's going back to the office, like maybe even ever. Like from a large scale, fuck no. Yeah, why? So like in San Antonio, you work for Zachary. Zachary's a private construction company. They, you know, they pride themselves on all those things. They own their property. They own their building. They own the property. They own the security. Other companies, they don't own, like, what's funny is like, would you be surprised that Zachary rented the Zachary building? Would that be surprising? No, like you'd say yes. Like it surprised me. But like, so what companies do is like they'll own buildings and stuff like that, and then they'll sell them, and then they'll lease the space, the office space back, so they can liquidate the cash, and then like then they have and then whatever the upgrade they do to the facility is a huge tax write off. So. Mm-hmm. So all these, I mean, I'm just the idea that, okay, so fine, you're a company and you employ, let's say you're Siemens, you employ 400,000 employees and it costs you $1,000 a month to put 400,000 employees in a cubicle, right? And it costs you $1,000 a month. So that's a fuck ton of money per month to put all 400 or you could buy everybody a fucking keyboard and a mouse and a monitor for under $1,000 one time, and they can work out of their house. Fucking problem solved. Like, why would you not do that? So I am not surprised at all. I think working out of the house is going to be the norm for at least 2 years. At least 2 years. I don't think anybody's going into an office. I think it's going to be super weird for you or anybody that's going to start a new job because you're not going to have like the relationship building from like being in the office. But seriously, I don't see any reason to get back in the office. I could be wrong, but I give it 2 years.
Well, people started going back to the office that I used to work at.
Exactly.
At Zachary. They started going back to the office, and within the first week or maybe the week after, there were already 4 positive cases in the office.
What's going to happen? So why do you think people went back to work?
What's that?
Why did they go back to the office? Because they were told or because they wanted to appear productive?
They were told. A lot of them were told by the managers to start trickling in and whatnot. And they have been. Hey, oh no, I can't say. So yeah, some people were positive, and now they've pulled back a little bit, and they've only assigned they're going through like a rotating schedule. So only a certain amount of people should be at the home office during these days. And then those other people are going to work from home. And then these people are going to come into the office. And then the other people are going to work from home. So it's like a rotating schedule right now that they're on.
How do you, so what happens if somebody is told to go in the office and then they get sick and die? Who's got the liability there?
I would say Zachary.
Well, I'm guessing the company would probably have, I'm guessing there's some kind of a waiver that's being passed around. I wonder how valid that waiver is.
That's, so I have some older friends who are still at Zachary. I mean, age older. And they have told their managers, like, hey, I'm not going in. You know, we just got an email. There's positive cases in the home office. I'm not going to go in.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. And her manager was okay with it, but there was one other manager who wasn't okay with her not going in. She says, okay, well, fire me.
Yeah, nope. I don't think you can. And also, like, I don't think that, yeah, I mean, it'd be very difficult. So here's one of the things that I've learned. So Amy was on a grand jury in Fort Bend a couple of years ago. And mm-hmm. what I realized is that we don't have in our society the, like, you know how people are short-staffed in companies? The government is even more short-staffed. So like when it comes to like criminal cases or civil cases or like, you know, police stops and whatnot, the cities and the counties, they don't have enough, like they can't take everything to court. Not everything can go to court because they just don't have the manpower, the time, the resources, the judges, the staff, the lawyers. And so like, if you fight a ticket, they're going to overcharge you on that ticket. They're gonna give you the most amount of charges to scare you from taking it to court, because they know that if it goes to court, you might get a trial, but they just don't want, they can't try every case. They just can't. And like the same thing, all these people that were riding and whatnot, and they're getting arrested. I'm like, yeah, good luck trying all of them. You're going to try for like blah, blah, blah. Like you're going to get a discovery and there's going to be a detective collecting evidence from one of the 2 million rioters. And like, well, his fingerprints were on this brick that broke this glass. Like they just don't have that kind of manpower. That's just not the way it works. And so, I don't think that that's, and so like when you have cases like where somebody's like, well, I'm going to take you to court because, I don't want to go into the office. We already got positive cases and people are getting tested positive, and I have an elderly parent that I'm taking care of, so I'm not going to go into work. There's nothing you can do. Like, you know, Zachary's not, no company can fire you because of that. Are you kidding? The backlash alone, not only the legal costs, like going to court for that shit. Fuck no. I'm really surprised that they're telling people to come in the office. Most companies I know, at least in Houston, and Houston is far more advanced than San Antonio, but most companies I know, they are of the mentality where they're like, you're just not coming into the office. Like, fucking sit your happy ass out at home and we'll see your bitches out next year. You know, 2021, bitches. Yeah. Like, it's not. Yeah. So I was playing golf with somebody that worked for Siemens, and they're the ones with 400 people, and he's like, I don't think we're ever going back in. And I'm like, yeah. And on top of that, I'm like, if I'm an employer and I'm paying $1,000 a month to put fucking Margaret's happy ass in a cubicle just so she can hang up pictures of her family, and like, you know, why the fuck would I give a fuck? Like, why would I do that? Like, no, like, you know, work from home, and then like you come into work on a specific day, and like you're gonna work out of a workstation or some shit like that. Like, that's the new norm. Well, that's the new reality, I think. I don't think we're gonna have this. This is my cubicle. This is my office, or blah blah blah. I think those days are over.
That's crazy. It's crazy to think of it like that, right?
I guess. I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think it's good. I think it's really good. I think it's good to like figure out how to do more with less people.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies have recognized the fact that people will still work even if they are at home.
That mentality that whatever organization you're talking about is struggling with, that they're going to have to get over really fucking fast because nobody else has that same struggle. Nobody else. There's
production going on while they are at home. So,
yeah. Yeah. You know. So, I mean, it's an inevitability. And also, like, I don't know that, like, right now we're on a 5-day work week, you know, 5 days, 8 hours a day.
I'm on a 7-day.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to last long either. The 5-day work week, I think it's going to be 3 or 4 day at best. I mean, I think people are just going to be more efficient. You're going to get the same productivity or more productivity, and you're not going to have people just commuting to work and warm bodies and chairs and like all of that bullshit. It might not be as much fun. Like, it's going to kind of suck working at home and like not getting to bullshit with your coworkers and go to lunch and happy hours and like strip clubs, you know, whatever.
True.
But anyway, true. God damn it. We yap for it's already been over an hour. We've literally covered nothing.
Nothing? What do you mean nothing?
No, we've covered a lot. Anyway, so you're going to have a good 4th of July weekend. You're going to go see your daughter. Soel's going to pick the music, or who's going to pick the music in the car?
Shoot. I'm going to listen to our podcast the whole way.
Oh, God. But. Ew, gross. You listen to yourself talk? Ew. Dude. No, even still, that's only like 2 hours of like content. You still have like another 11 hours to cover. No. That's cool. No, that's super cool. I think I'm kind of envious. So does Christina know you're gonna visit her, or is it gonna be a surprise? Oh, that's cool. That's super cool.
She knows we're going, so that'll be fun. One park opened up yesterday, and that's the White Sands park, I think it's called.
Are you gonna go like hiking or something? Or what are you gonna do in the parks?
Yeah, I wanted to go I wanted to go see Route 66.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, near Albuquerque. That's only 3 hours away.
ABQ bitches.
There you go. And wanted to go there. There's a few Indian tribes along the way that I wanted to go check out and see what, you know, is still there.
There's a lot. And you know what you're gonna find? Like, people think Texans are like big cowboys and like, oh, they're the horse. Like, no, I think a lot of New Mexico people are like, they're the real cowboys. Like, Texas, like we're all Austin and Houston and Dallas and San Antonio. Like, New Mexico is pretty legit as far as the cowboy culture goes.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I really want to go see what it's all about.
Are you going to go to Santa Fe?
We're going to try to. I don't want to drive too much, you know, but yeah.
Dude, if you can, it's so beautiful. It is.
I want to see, Jeffrey Epstein's.
Fucking creep. Zorro, are you serious? I'm
going to Zorro Ranch. Shit.
Shit. Fucking Tiger King. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm really excited. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go see my mom and my family in McAllen. I might take a little excursion into Mexico while I'm down in the valley, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I need to get some tequila. I'm running low. I think I've only got like 3 bottles of premium tequila, so I need to get some more.
Hey, you should send that out to your guests.
No, those fuckers just get a coffee mug. And you're not a guest. You're a host. You're a co-host. You know what Carrie said? I chatted with her afterwards. She's like, so she couldn't remember who you were. I'm like, I'm surprised y'all's paths never crossed. Mm-hmm. And Carrie's like, she's super pretty. And I'm like, she's not. It's the camera. It's all
filter on her
filter. It's all filters and like she's no like you missed the episode before where she talked about it takes an hour and a half to just to fucking do her hair.
Whatever.
Whatever. I am pretty. I'm so pretty.
But yes.
I'm pretty. I'm pretty.
Aww. Give me this.
You know what's more important is that you're funny as shit. That's more important. And entertaining. Pretty good looks. Psh, we've all got them. That's a given. Anyways, all right. We need to wrap this up because we can yap on forever and ever. So, all right. Well, let's pick back up after America's birthday, or as I like to call it, Brexit. 1776. So,
1776.
Yep. After we have our Brexit celebration, let's catch up next week, next Tuesday, and we'll pick back up. I have a friend, so I'm going to send a little teaser.
Is he single?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, settle down. But he's super cool. Like, he's got, man, like, I've got friends that are like, they've got these amazing stories. And I was IMing him earlier and he was ignoring me. But, like, he and I went to high school together. We were in band together. He had an older sister, really cool kid. After, I think he went to college, but then he went to seminary school and he became a priest. And yeah, super cool, right? And then he grew his hair out super long, grew a big giant beard. And then he gave up the priesthood stuff. He gave it all up, got dissatisfied with something. And basically, I'm not even sure what he does now, but all I know, if I follow him on Facebook, he camps, he goes traveling very rustic, very like minimalist. Like, yeah. I think he's got like a Subaru where it's got like the tent that pops out on the top of the Subaru. Like, he's very, yeah, but he's a photographer and he's got some amazing pictures and he's still very religious. I wouldn't say that he's super Catholic, but he's very connected to like nature and God in a very good way.
Wow. Does he need a model?
And does he need a what?
A model.
No, I think he has a girlfriend, Margie, but that bitch. What does he know? No, but anyways, he's
ask him just in case.
Just in case. Doesn't hurt to ask. Just throw it out there. But no, I want to get him on. I really do. We had chatted like months ago. And at the time, I wasn't doing a lot of phone interviews, but like, well, now I don't have any other choice. And I shouldn't have turned my nose at that. And so like, now I do want to get him on the phone and I want to talk about his photography. I want to talk about like all of his life experiences and then also like his connection to nature and religion. Like, I think all of that's fascinating. I think, Jesus Christ, I think I have a lot to learn from that. So there's my little plug. So you know who you are. I want to get you on as a guest and then we can chat some more about that. So hopefully he'll respond and we can get that in. What about you? Is there any of you, do you have any friends that you want to interview?
I have no friends.
I know.
At all.
I know.
Yeah. You know, I have been thinking about that because I do want to get a friend on. Right. But yeah, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about who?
Somebody I know. Ooh. Or no?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Somebody that we can connect.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Somebody that we can connect. Can I throw names out there?
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
Okay, Todd. We should get Todd on there.
Maybe. Okay, all right. Yeah, maybe. All right, so who else?
What about Jimothy?
He'll probably start crying, but okay. Okay, who else?
Ramon.
No.
We'll need it later.
Ramon, the last thing that guy wants is a fucking record that can be brought up in a court of law.
It's true.
I was thinking like maybe Destiny. I was thinking her. Like,
oh yeah, Destiny.
Sure. I mean, so like she's got this crazy story where like her parents met, like they were like a true like fall in love story. They were in like they were like junior high lovebirds or whatever that like or. Like, so there's a lot of cool stuff. And I really want to know what, like, growing up in that kind of environment is.
Definitely.
Oh, man. I want to get, that's what came to mind. Destiny comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Vivian comes to mind, obviously. So I don't know. Like, I think there's, what's funny is, like, when you start thinking about all your friends and whatnot, you're like, goddamn, this person's experienced so much in their life. It's like, there's a lot of valuable information that they've shared with me on a personal level, but I'm like, mm-hmm. That's super valuable information. I'm telling you, my buddy, you know, Eddie, who did the, you know, seminary and all that, like, and I want to know what made him choose nature versus, you know, religion. And like, not to say he's not religious, but like, I want to know that. And I want to see it from his perspective. Like, there's a lot to gain from that. I think that's super huge. Like, like walking a mile in somebody else's shoes. Oh my God. That's definitely valuable stuff. So anyways, that's me being a little sappy. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Let's close it off. Let's cue the whistly, clappy, happy music. How do you like the theme music? You like it?
I like it. I like it.
All right. Well, we'll cue the whistly, happy music, and then we'll catch up after 4th of July. Good?
Okay.
All right. Yep. Love you. Bye.
Yep.
You be safe, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.